Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Marion Callum, former theater teacher and director and playwright now. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited. Now, usually, Marion, I apologize. We talk about these things before they happen because we want to help promote ticket sales, obviously, in this case. But we got in on it a little late. So, yes. All right, we're going to talk about a kind of a recap. You have written a play. And it's interesting to know, you know, how it went, because I lived in Crown Point at a time when the thought of mentioning out loud the names Lillian Holly and John Dillinger was verboten.
I went to the library when I was still teaching. This is probably 35, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a fine woman who I'd talked to many times in the library before, an elderly woman, but just bright and wonderful. And mm-hmm. she was never, you know, my friend. But mm-hmm. And I said, I'm interested in Lillian Holly and the escape. Stopped dead cold, mm-hmm. coldest stare I've ever had, mm-hmm. and said, why would you glorify a criminal? Mm-hmm. I hadn't mentioned Dillinger's name.
Well, they knew, though.
They knew. And that kind of spurred my thoughts. And that's I kept realizing that the town had coalesced uh-huh. as a shield
yes.
around a woman they respected and yes. admired and they felt had been mistreated.
That is very true for those back then. And then almost the moment I was friends with Lillian, I remember I went to her 80th birthday party and her 90th birthday party. And and it's exactly as you described. However, once she passed away in the early 90s, that was it. And you know, Spiro Battistato's, bless his heart, my friend, was pushing for the Dillinger Museum mm-hmm. in the courthouse and that sort of thing. Anyway, so here it is.
But
all
even
these years
there,
later.
They in talks with our board. I'm on the board of directors at the courthouse.
Right.
He did not disagree with us and fulfilled his commitment to making the museum. It's called the Dillinger Museum, but mm-hmm. it does give a lot of credit and support to law enforcement in general mm-hmm. and Lillian in particular. It's all in all, it is far from glorifying mm-hmm. Dillinger mm-hmm. and the
right.
criminals.
But right, that's true.
But that, you know, there is that question that you're suggesting there.
Because Lillian and her family were very supportive of the courthouse. Major.
Absolutely.
They spearheaded the preservation.
They were in at the ground level when yep. the first question came up, will we have this courthouse or we're going to have a parking lot
right.
in the middle of town?
Right.
And the citizens were supportive. But the individuals who came together at that time and made it happen, Lillian was at the forefront of that.
Absolutely.
And as the work progressed and various needs arose, she stepped forward. For instance, I think one of the most best parts of the restoration of the courthouse is the Mackey Ballroom, mm-hmm. where, in fact, we are doing our play. And the Mackey is a great venue for wedding receptions mm-hmm. for all kinds of events mm-hmm. that are in there. And it's suited for dinners and so forth. But if you didn't have those brass chandeliers, it mm-hmm. would lack charm. Mm-hmm. It is a large old room, mm-hmm. but that gives it a touch of elegance. Mm-hmm. Lillian paid for those. She mm-hmm. went out, selected them, and had them installed herself. Mm-hmm. She gave other money. She's was a big financial
sure.
booster of it. We had seen that the clock tower, the clocks had not worked for years. The politicians said, we're moving out of here. We don't care if
sure.
that clock works. That's a very unique thing. Those clocks, you know, the average clockmaker can't work on them. They're mm-hmm. they're huge. The gears are as big as this desk. Mm-hmm. She got the company, brought them in there, and then went up there herself and supervised their work. So, yeah, she was there.
Well, we only have a few seconds, but the play went well.
Yeah, we were very pleased with the audience reaction. And one of the nights, Lillian's niece was there. She's 99. She's going to have her 100th birthday this September, and I got invited. That talking to her after the play and seeing that we had not offended her.
Uh-huh.
We had told the story truthfully. We had explained everything that happened. But they were pleased. There were two grandnieces that were there.
That's wonderful. Of
and she.
Well, I think that in summary, we could say the building is still standing.
Yes,
so
it is.
So she must have forgiven you, Marion. And I'm glad you did
I
it.
Was
That's
worried.
Great. Well, thanks for coming. And next time you write a play, I promise we'll promote it before the performances
well,
instead of
it was our fault.
After.
We got to you late. Thank
okay.
you, John.
All righty. Thanks, Marion. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.